Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You got to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Let's move into the top five here. Start with a quarterback that Detroit fans are familiar with, Eric Kramer. 1995 season with the Chicago Bears. His stat line for that season, he threw for 3,800 yards, 29 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. In 96 and 97, he threw for just 3,000 yards, 14 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions, and then he retired in 1999. Would you consider that a fluke year?
No. Look, Kramer should have been the quarterback in the three-headed monster you had with Rodney Pete and with Andre Ware. And you basically ran him out of town. I think if they committed to Kramer, they would have been all right. But it didn't happen. And then what? He bounced around. He went to the Bears. He went other places. I think Kramer was victimized by this organization's inability to pick the right quarterback. They had the guy. Just my opinion.
Let's move here to number three, Michael Clayton, wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2004.
God.
And this is why
David,
I want to mention this one.
You are going deep into the mothballs, like, and reaching down into that package of popcorn and going, look, I found the guy. Michael Clayton.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And here's why I want to mention this one. Let me give you a stat line. He racked up 80 catches, just over 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns. This is his rookie season, which means that year he led all rookies in receiving, a group that included Larry Fitzgerald, okay? He then landed with the New York Giants in 2010, was out of the league 2 years later. He finished his career with just 2,900 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns.
Yes.
Is that a fluke?
Yeah. Can I give you another? But injuries probably plays a role here too.
Mm-hmm.
Same team. How about Cadillac Williams?
Yeah.
Comes into the league. I think he popped off for 1,200 yards. He was a star. He never got more than probably 600-700 yards the rest of his career.
Just like his college running mate, Ronnie Brown. Remember him with the Wildcat?
Oh, man.
I am correct. They were running mates in college, right, at Auburn, both of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I know Cadillac had some knee problems, too. I think he blew his patella out. But, no, I mean, the Bucs had a couple of them there. Michael Clayton, holy hell.
Now, number one on this list is Don Majkowski, I believe is how you pronounce his name, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in 19.
God, the Magic Man?
The Magic Man.
All the comebacks?
Yes, in 1989, he threw for over 4,300 yards, 27 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. He guided the Packers to their first winning season since 1982. But since and after that, he passed for just 1,900 yards, 1,300 yards, and then he was surpassed by Brett Favre as a starter. Would you consider that a fluke season?
100%. 100%. But, man, did he have some sexy lettuce. I mean, just flowing blonde locks.
I'm looking at a picture here. It's flowing out of the helmet.
I mean, David, when you're talking about flukes, he only played in double-digit games once the rest of his career, 7 years. Ended up a backup here in the mid-90s.
Yes.
He only ended up starting no more than 8 games. And from a touchdown standpoint, 27 TDs in 89. The next 7 years of his NFL career, a grand total of 26. Yes.
That Who was number two on that list real quick, by the way?
Number two. Peyton Hillis in 2010 for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes. Ah, yes. Can you go over that real quick? I know we're a little behind, but I want to hear all the glory of that.
Sure, he ran for just over 1,100 yards, 477 receiving yards, 13 total touchdowns. It was a disappointing year for the Browns, but he had great numbers. After that, he just racked up 343 rushing yards.
That's a great one.
After that, never averages more than 3.5 a carry.
Yes.
Never catches more than 20 balls again in his career after grabbing 61.
Mm-hmm.
And after having 14 touchdowns that season, he never goes on to get more than 3 in a year.
That's crazy.
A complete disappearance and out of football by 28. But hey, he got the cover of Madden.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.